Mark, looks like a comfortable enough victory in the end, and this means you've qualified for the Shield semi-final, I think.
Yeah, well, hopefully, all right now, Chris, it's kind of should be us qualified for a Shield semi-final, but the result doesn't really, suppose, tell the story of the game at all now. It was an awful lot tighter game than the results suggest. We really only pulled away with 15 minutes to go or so up onto that. It was a tight, tight game with Antrim pushing us all the way now, that's for sure.
So at half-time, just a few points between them, so it was the second half. Was it late on that you pulled away?
Yeah, I suppose at half-time we were only 5-3 up. Like we'd started very well. We went 4 points to no score up, and Antrim got a point then from a free, and we had a goal chance now. And in fairness to Antrim, that their goalkeeper made an absolutely fantastic save, and it kind of, I suppose, buoyed them up a wee bit and brought them back to life. And they got the next two scores then to leave at 4-3. So we were lucky enough to get another one just to go in at 5-3. At half time, but the second half then, I suppose, we had a panel with us. We had 27 players tagged today. Antrim only had 17. So with the conditions and with the heavy pitch, it definitely did play a factor in the second half for Antrim. In the last 15 minutes, they really just did run out of legs, which meant we could start tacking on some easier scores. They definitely weren't as ferocious in the tackles, and they weren't able to harry as much as they would have been in the first 40 minutes or so anyway.
And for the Donegal Masters, it's been a pretty successful campaign so far. I think that's four wins out of six.
Yeah, that's four wins out of six. Now, like we lost the first day out against Derry, and we were very unlucky against Tyrone in our last outing. Now, Tyrone only beat us by a couple of points, considering that Tyrone won today by nearly 17 points in their last game. We did well to get that close to them. So look, we've performed well. I suppose at the start of the season we would have set out our stall and said if we could try and get back to Division 2 again this year and try and get to that standard, that we'd be happy enough. And all the boys sort of bought into it now. I suppose when you're turning out to a match and you've 27, 28 players or whatever, and the good thing for us today, every man that was on the bench got a run today as well that wanted on. So it was good in that sense that, you know, it's been a good season. There's been plenty of football. There's been plenty of challenge matches and stuff like that. So just a great opportunity for fellas, the wrong side of 40, to be able to pull on a county jersey and get out and represent them. And I suppose today it was massive for a lot of boys getting to play for Donegal and Ballybuffet. I suppose one of our own club men, Paddy Hannigan, was playing today. He's played over 100 times for the Donegal Hurlers, but he said after the game it's the first time he ever wore a Donegal jersey playing in McCool Park for playing football. So, you know, it's nice to have wee things like that for people. So it's kind of, it's good to get them football, but at the same time, you know, we're kind of there to win the matches as best we can.
Yeah. So just remind us again the format this year. It was based on a points format with the top sort of four getting through to the semi-final, isn't that right?
Yeah. So you've 23 teams playing Masters football this year. So with the top 20 teams, then we'll go into five different divisions, from 1 to 4 into Division 1 and so on down. With the way we've ended up now in 8 points, we're expecting to be in the Division 2 section. So again, depending on the last round of games, there's matches to be played yet this weekend, and there's another round next weekend with there being 23 teams in it. There was a couple of teams had byes earlier in the season, so they still have to play an extra game. So there's still a lot of football to be played and a lot of positions to be jockeyed for in the table, but with our 8 points now, we'd be fairly confident that we'll be in somewhere between number 5 and number 8. So that's kind of, what, as I say, where we wanted to be at the start of the season, so we're happy enough with that.
And by all accounts, you know, the competitions, and judging by the number of counties there and the interest, it's a competition that's going from strength to strength. And for the players, and you've touched on some of them there today, you know, this really is a tournament that so many people enjoy.
Oh, yes, definitely. Like I've been involved now with Donegal for the last 4 or 5 years, and I'm involved on the All-Ireland committee now this last 3 years, as registrar. And even the amount of players now, there's over 1,000 players in the country actually registered as active members of the All-Ireland Masters between the 23 counties. So there's definitely an appetite for it. There's even an All-Ireland team going to be put together for next year because Australia are going to come and visit in a compromised rules sort of format. And Australia are bringing an over 40s and an over 50s team. So there's definitely an appetite out there for this type of stuff for fellas coming maybe towards the end of their club careers or maybe playing third team football and stuff like that. It's just another outlet for them to get playing football.
Finally, Mark, just in terms of the top scorers today, Jared McBerty was very much amongst the leading marksmen.
Yeah, definitely. Look, Jared's the captain of the team this year, and he definitely leads by example every time we play. You know, he's very vocal on the pitch and vocal off the pitch is what you really want from your captain, driving the boys on. Like, Jared got 7 points today, playing in the inside forward line. So again, look at just another great performance, considering the conditions. Like, you can see what it's like outside now at the minute. The rain started heavy before the game, and it just never let up the whole way through it. So it was a really, really tough conditions to play a game in. So like Sir Jared with his 7 points, and even Sean Maguire got 3, and Paddy Hannigan with 2, and then a good few other boys chipped in with 1 each themselves. So there's a good spread of scorers there, but with every team you do need someone to be getting on them, and especially with Jared and around the frees too. You know, he did very well. Like,
so Donegal 14 points, Antrim 5 points, you're through to the Shield semi-final in the Masters. Do we know when the game will be played, and what about the venue? What happens in that regard?
We have no. There'll have to be. There's an All Ireland kind of meeting, Masters meeting, within the next 2 weeks. Once all the games finish, and all the venues and the draws will be made then for opponents and so on. I'm guessing that there will be playoffs needed for the likes of Division 1 and even for Division 2 with some teams. So the way it stands at the minute, we don't really know. You're probably expecting that you could end up facing someone the likes of Derry again, or we could end up facing Galway, who we beat in the final last year in the division, in some of the semi-finals, or hopefully if we're lucky enough to get to a final. They're normally on the last weekend in August, with the finals on 2 weeks after that. So at the minute now, it's just kind of a waiting game. So we have, thankfully, we've a couple of weeks now. We've picked up a lot of injuries over the last two matches, so it'll suit us now to have a little bit of a break from competitive games, that it's going to allow boys to get back to full fitness and hopefully get a full strength panel out for the semi-final and then hopefully final if we're lucky enough to make it to that.